About this time, the mole people arrived on Mobius Morpheus. They had hopped through hyperspace and were still a little wobbly. And even though they were all wearing sun goggles, I could not fail to recognize my old friend Moliere, chief of the mole peoples. Hey! Moly! Over here! He lumbered on over, his giant mole body attempting to adjust to the gravitational change. He wobbled forward and wrapped his big, hairy mole arms around me.
Nice to see you, Professor.
Oh, hey, you're squeezing the juices out of me, Moly.
Who is the babe?
Oh, I want you to meet my colleague, Professor Angel Butt Cheeks.
An android?
Half and half.
Which half?
Moly here is the chief of the mole peoples, the best darn diggers in the galaxy.
Thank you, Taru.
I'll bet you'd like to get back underground.
We haven't had anything to dig in weeks.
Well, on this planet, you moles can tunnel to your heart's content. But first, we'll show you what we've unearthed so far.
Nice planet.
I decided to check in on the Tuca. He was keeping a low profile, which made me even more suspicious. These Tukas always have a tentacle feeling around beneath the shady side of town. His shop was closed. It was probably a front anyway. There was a bar down on the corner. The sign translated out to something like Slippery Nick's Naughty Nebulae. That sounded like Tuka territory. I figured I'd find him perched on a bar stool, one tentacle wrapped around a drink, another two around a couple of bar Frankies, and the fourth feeling around for one more. But the Tuca was alone, sitting in a corner, looking kind of lonely. When he saw me, he smiled. He waved a tentacle.
Ruby!
I noticed there was a tear in one of his three eyes, but with a quick flick of a tentacle, it was gone.
Let me buy you a drink, Ruby.
Sure. What's their specialty?
Slippery Nick's Naughty Nebula 7.
Sounds lethal.
A bar droid, another Nix.
You know, in all the bars I've seen you in, and all the different worlds I've seen you on, I've never seen you alone.
I'm getting old, Ruby.
You're young. You keep cloning yourself.
My body, yes, but my soul is ancient.
You gotta write your memoirs, Tuca.
Perhaps.
You always were a good storyteller.
But is there anyone who wants to hear my stories, Ruby?
Yeah, I do.
Over my many incarnations, you have been a true and steadfast friend, Ruby.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been mutual.
I am dying, Ruby.
What? Again?
I am dying of boredom.
So tell me a story.
Pick a life, Ruby.
Okay, so you're Tuca 2-2, so how about Tuca 1-2?
1-2? That was a good year.
You only lived for a year?
But it was a very good year. Yeah, it was the year I met Tula 2-2 Lips.
How many?
2-2 Lips.
Was she a Tuca?
Oh, was she ever.
Is this going to be X-rated?
X, Y, and Z, Ruby.
Good.
I met Tula 2-2 Lips while traveling in a caravan crossing the Great Booze-de-Booze.
The desert.
Yes. We stopped at an oasis, and there, lying nude under a fifi tree, was a gorgeous teenager, Tula. Her long suntanned tentacles stretched out in the sand, her lovely bare bulbous bottom so firm and muscular and speak about suction cups, the sexiest succulent cups I've ever seen. And what she could do with those cups. Oh, la, 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 la. I remember that night under the moons of Sumanula. The Oasis Orchestra began to play. I bowed to Tula and asked for a dance. She blinked her long purple eyelashes and smiled. She rose up on her tentacles and we danced. Oh, how we danced. Our tentacles wrapped tightly around each other, waltzing across the sand. And the band played on.
I know you want to hear this, and maybe one day we can release an edited version of the Tuca's Tales, but for now, let's hop ahead.